What do you mean? So the Shach explains, there is an Issa de Rabbanon. That's the Beferish in the Gemara. There is an Issa de Rabbanon. We had a Dion where they say, Chaticha Nasis Nevela, if it became Basa Becholov, Ayide Kovash, or Ayide Maliach. Where is that? We had a Taz or a Jivega. It's later. It's not on the first page. Okay. We'll get to that later. Where they, according to the Mechaber, that you only apply Chaticha Nasis Nevela, but Basa Becholov, so what would you say if it's only Basa Becholov, the Rabban can go on Ayide Kovash or Ayide Maliach? Is that also Chaticha Nasis Nevela? Pash this is. It should be. Okay. Then the Ramah says, "Kol basa b'cholav shein osam in haTorah muta b'hanor." Yeah, muta b'hanor, and it says later on muta b'bishul also. So the Shach quotes all of the Rishonim who say this, and he says at the end of Mashal, Choylek al zeh. Mashal in his Sefer Yam Shel Shlomo, Anchulin, and Perik Kol Abasa disagrees, and he holds that the even if it's only basa b'cholav the rabbanon, it's still going to be asa b'hanor. And the Shach thinks we should paskan like the Shulchan Aruch. Ein dvar mechrochim, there's no hechruch to the mashal. We should follow all of these rishonim. That's why the Shach finds it important to give a list of mar mekaymus. He usually doesn't give you mar mekaymus for the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, but here he wants to say that he's not going to accept the chumra of the mashal. He wants to accept the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So he gives you in sikkot and base. He gives you all the rishonim to say like this: tur, isa v'heter. Here it's a Ramah. Ramah says that Bas B'cholav the Rabbanon is Muta B'hanor Muta B'bishul. He says the Mechaber says it later also. Once in a while you have a Ramah says the exact same thing as the Mechaber. It's a question, what did the Ramah have to write it for? The Mechaber writes it another page later. Siv Gimel. I don't know. Every so often you have it like that. The Ramah writes what the Mechaber is going to write later. Chayin Dasa Mechaber B'siv Gimel B'psar Reif B'cholav Ein Osa B'achil Elim the Rabbanon Muta B'hanor. After the Rabbanu Chayinda Sefer Achinuch, he assumes the Sefer Achinuch was written by Rabbaran Alevi. The author of the Sefer Achinuch was Rabbaran Alevi. The question is whether it's the famous Ra'or who wrote the Berak Abayis, who was the Bar Plukta of the Rashba, or was a different person who lived in the same city with the same name at the same time. But okay, doesn't make too much of a difference. Okay, a prominent Rishon Chayinda Ra'or Sefer Achinuch. The Rambam himself spells that explicitly, that that's what he means. That's how the Magid Mishnah understood the Rambam. But what is he saying? The Bach reinterpreted the Rambam. So he says he can reinterpret the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis writes explicitly like that. Once in a while you have a stira between the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis and the Rambam and the Mishnah Tor. Pirush HaMishnayis was written earlier. But sometimes we see the Rambam changed his mind. But why should you assume the Rambam changed his mind? The simple reading of the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah is the same as the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis. That Basa B'cholav the Rabbanon is only Asa B'achila, Muta B'bishul, Muta B'anon. Okay. Umashe Kosav, what the Bach wrote, V'dechi Klam D'hai L'Bashal Lechel, who the Bach gives a whole argument how to read the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. So the Shach says, "Parhishavti Allah b'sifri." The Shach has a Sefer Shach HaOruch, where he has more at length. Every so often, the Shach will refer to his Sefer HaOruch. So he says he disagrees with that Bach. The simple reading of the Rambam is like it says in Shulchan Aruch, "V'chein Kasla Amartchai." Perkei Mamidim, the Martchai Maseches of the Zora, Rabbi Kevega has a whole attack about this Martchai. He doesn't see, he doesn't understand the Martchai. It's not the Shach's fault. Says the Hoychocha that the Mordechai gives, he just doesn't understand it all, and he blinds by Tzarchim. He doesn't get it. Okay. So it's a question what the Hoychocha is, but bottom line, the Mordechai does say it. The Basa B'cholot Rabban is Mutta B'bishol Mutta B'ano. Then he says that goes Oshri in the end of Avodah Zarah, quotes in Ozarua like that. Aydei Kovash, Aydei Meliche, Mutta B'ano, V'chein Kasla Mechabel, Kamon Sof Timitzad Galef, and Dibri Ogur Shain. So he says, all the Rishonim say it like that. So he says, we can ignore the Marshal. Okay. Then Siv Bey says a brisa in the Gemara. Gidi is lav davke. The Gemara had brises. Gidi lav davke had in shor se eis Lo ishtam b'chala ivein, lo ishtam b'chala v'acheres. The Gemara has brises at the end of Perek Kolabasa to demonstrate that this is so. Dibra kosa b'hoiv. It's lav davke b'chala ivein. Okay. Then you have a Mishnah. Eina noigela b'bsar b'hema tohoira b'chala b'hema tohoira. B'bsar tohoira b'chal of temeya, or b'sar temeya b'chal of tohoira. Muta b'bishul u'b'hano. That's the wording in the Mishnah. It says muta b'bishul muta b'hano. Eina osa ela b'achila. So the Shach quotes a machlokes between the Shach and Gimel, has a machlokes here, the Tur and the Beis Yosef. How do you read the Mishnah? It says it's muta b'bishul and muta b'hano. It's only osa b'achila. It's osa b'achila because it's behemet temeya, because it's chol behemet temeya, or is it osa b'achila also in addition? Also, because behemet meir cholav behemet meir cholav behemet meir is also ayotzim and also is also like cholav of a treifa, like cholav of a min tome. Learned that from the pasuk basayano. That was a gemara we discussed a little bit in perik elu treifas on daf nun ches. The gemara learns that from the pasuk basayano that beitzah zayif tome is also, and that's the mishnah in the first perik in pchoris ayotzim and atome is tome. Tome does mean tome tuma v'tar means tome means a behemet meir. I know if Tomei, behemet meir, so cholav of a behemet meir, cholav of a treifa, and the beitza of an if Tomei, all of this, I'll be pashtus, is awesome in atur. That's the pashtus. The Gemara, the beginning of beitza has like that. Gemara says that the sofek beitza is awesome. The Gemara quotes a brisa, sveko asura. So the Gemara has the whole machloikis where the beitza shenolda, the opening mission in beitza. Beitza shenolda beyond of. Is also b'achila. Is that a din d'arais or is that a din d'rabbanan? So rabbi holds hachana de rabbi. That's a din d'arais. Beitza shenol de b'yontav acha shabbos. A beitza shenol de b'shabbos acha yontav. Shabbos v'yontav asmuchem zavazed. There's a din d'arais hachana de rabbi. You're not allowed to eat it. And all the other amarim say that it's only d'rabbanan. So the Gemara says, what do you do? There's a braisa that says b'feirish sveiko asura. So bishleim ala rabbi that beitza shenol de. The Yom Tov Achas Shabbos is a din deraisa, Hachana deraisa is a din deraisa, so Sveika deraisa l'chumer. But according to all the other Amoraim, we hold that the whole din of Beitza Shenolda is only a din derabbanon. So why Sveika Asur? So the Gemara finally comes to the explanation that it's a Dovash Yesh L'Matirin. And Dovash Yesh L'Matirin, we don't apply the rule of Sveika derabbanon l'chumer. The famous din, a Dovash Yesh L'Matirin is a Dovash Yesh L'Matirin, is not Batul. Whenever you say there's a Bitul, Bitul B'Shishim, a Bitul B'Roi, so you don't apply bitul to davar sheyesh matirin. So the Gemara says, just like there's a din, a davar sheyesh matirin, but you don't apply bitul. That's beferit. That's only the rabbanon. Davar sheyesh matirin. I feel be'alef le'batul. That's a Gemara. That's only the rabbanon. The case of Mishnah in one place was so carried away, with he was so the Ran and the Dorim was so convincing. There's a Ran and the Dorim on daf nun beis. But the Ran gives a whole explanation, fantastic explanation, why Dovash Yesh Matirin is like bottle. So the case Mishnah was carried away. So he writes in one place that according to the Ran, it's a din deraisa. So that the Achronim say that's against an offer in a Gemara. The Gemara happens to be in Perek HaZohav, of all places. It doesn't belong in HaZohav. In Perek HaZohav, in the middle of Bob Metziah. The Gemara talks if you have Maisa Sheni, may not be eaten Chutz L'Yerushalayim. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So what if you have the Maaser Sheni got mixed into, you have potatoes, Maaser Sheni, whatever, oranges, whatever, fruits, and it got mixed in with other food and it became bottle. So the Gemara says it can't become bottle, it's a Dovash Yesh Matirin. So the Gemara says, Beferish day, that din, the Dovash Yesh Matirin, loy bottle, is only mid the Rabbanon. That's not a din there, right? Yeah, what did the Ran say that led the Kesed Mishnah to be so inspired to think that it's a din deraisa? So the Ran gives a whole fantastic explanation. We didn't get to it yet. It was on the Maamar Mekumis, but we never got to it. We'll have to learn a little more in the Yoredei. We'll have to discuss it a little more. So the Ran, part of what the Ran says, we can understand based on what we know so far. We had a machlekes hatanoim where the min b'minoi is bottle, a min b'minoi is b'mashu. So the Gemara said machlekes abuda nachachamin. Rashi paskens on abuda, the min b'minoi is b'mashu, and Tosa says we don't accept Rashi's shita. We pasken like nachachamin that min b'minoi is not b'mashu. Even Rabuda's shita, even Rashi paskens like Rabuda, the min b'minoi b'mashu. That's only if it's lach balach. If it's yavish b'yavish, even Rabuda agrees that it is bottle. Lach balach, Rabbi Yudah's shita is that min b'minah is b'mashu. dam b'dam, ayin b'mayim, is not potel. So where does Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda base it on? So it's based on the pasuk by the Avodas Yom Kippurim and Kohen Gadol. He has to shecht soil Lashem, he has to shecht parachatas hashalo, and he has to do the hazoes in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in front of Bein Abadim. Then he does the hazoes in front of the pareches, achas l'mayla v'shev l'mata, on the dam apar and the dam asor. That's why he's supposed to say four times in the Machzer, Achas Achas V'Achas Achas V'Shtayim Achas V'Sholosh. That was the one of the Haggoyas that the Beis Yosef quoted from the Abu Dram, that in the old Machzerim they only had it twice. So the Abu Dram says he's supposed to say four times. In the Yekesh and Machzerim they have it three times. Three times for sure it wasn't. It can't be three times. It was clearly four times. In the old Machzerim they have it twice. And then it says, and you repeat the same as it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He takes the Dam HaPar, he takes the Dam HaSoyer, he does Achaz L'mayla V'Shev L'mata. Then it says, and he takes each Dam, and he repeats what he did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and repeats in front of the Parochet. So the Abu Dram, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says, you should spell everything out explicitly. You should say four times, Achaz V'Achaz, Achaz Sushtayim, and so on. Most of the Machzerim don't have it. Originally, the Beis Yosef, historically, the Nusach Svard had more mistakes than the Nusach Ashkenaz. And the Beis Yosef davened Nusach Svard. This is the difference in Nusach Svard and Nusach Ashkenaz by the Seder HaVodah on Yom Kippur. So the Nusach Svard used to have more mistakes than the Nusach Ashkenaz. So there's one page in Orach Chaim, in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, where there's no tour. Only the Beis Yosef took over the whole page. And it gives you Hagoyas, corrections, line after line after line, how to correct the Nusach Svard. After he corrected it, and the printers were kind enough to introduce the corrections into the Machzerim, so then the Nusach Svard became more accurate than the Nusach Ashkenaz. So this is one of the things that was still not straightened out in the Nusach Ashkenaz. Supposed to say four times, Achz l'mayla v'shev l'mat. So then it says, V'lokach hakoy midama par midama soyer. He mixes together the dama par and dama soyer, and he does the hazoa on the karnas hamizbeach hapnimi, and after doing the four zrikas, then he does sheva al tahara shel mizbech. He does four zrikas on the four corners and seven zrikas on top of the mizbech. So that says in the Chumash, you should mix together. V'lokach midam apar midam asar. So the Gemara, all the Tanoim were bothered with their kasha. But noik sheba'olam, apar is a big fat animal, and asar is a skinny animal. So there's going to be more dam apar than there is going to be dam asar. It is possible that it'll be the reverse also. It's possible that it depends how long it's going to hold the klisharis under the neck of the animal when it can go to shecht the animal. So if he only holds by the par, he'll only hold the container, and he has to hold in his right hand. He holds the container, klisharis, for a half a second. He'll have enough dam to do all his rikas, and by the sword, he'll hold it for 10 seconds. So there's going to be more dam asor, there's going to be dam apor. It's highly unlikely that it's going to be 50-50. It's one chance in 5 million. How is it possible that it's going to be exactly the same amount? So it's going to be, under normal circumstances, going to be way more Dama Par than there is going to be Dama Sawyer. And in the rare event that he held the Klisharis under the Par for a very short period of time, he held the Klisharis under the neck of the Sawyer for a longer period of time, it's going to be more Dama Sawyer. So it's never going to be 50-50. But that's what the Gemara says, Hadova Yodua, that the Dam HaPar is going to be Meruba Mi Dam HaSoyer. So why don't you say the Dam HaSoyer is bottled when he does the Zrikas, the four Zrikas on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then the seven Zrikas of Tahara Shel HaMizbeach, you should say the Dam HaSoyer is Nizbatl Beroiv, and it's Kiman Daleis. It should be considered as if it doesn't exist. How is the in fulfillment of the Din in the Pasuk? Velokach Mi Dam HaPar Mi Dam HaSoyer, and to do the Hazoyas, the one that's Batl Beroiv, is if it doesn't exist. So all the Tanoim were bothered with this kasha on the pasuk. Rav Yehuda came up with the idea. This pasuk teaches us that min b'mina leba. So, and Rashi passed like Rav Yehuda. Yeah, the Rashi says because Ravim Pesachim Daf Lamed says chametz bePesach b'mashehu, and that's based on Rav Yehuda that min b'mina b'mashehu, and on chumishim chumah da chametz he make gzeira min b'shein in b'mina otam min b'mina. But the basic din starts off Amar Rav Hilchas Kerav. Hilchas chametz bein mina bein shalav mina b'mashu kirav. What do you mean kirav? The same explanation that Rav gave. The Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, mina b'mashu, and you make exera mina shein mina otam mina. So that's Rashi says, and Tosfos says we don't pass like that. We don't accept Rashi's opinion. We assume that mina mina fakert is bottled bereif. You don't need the whole need for shishma is only exera derabbanan mina mina otam mina shein mina. Because by mim shein amini, you have a problem of tam kika deraisa. Mina, there is no tam kika. It's all the same. Everything has the same taste, the same flavor. So we pass that mim amina is bottle. So what do you do with the pasuk v'lokach midama par midama, sir? So the chachamim say, no, mikan lo olin. Shame about Mzeze. The Chacham and Rabbi Yudah say the pasuk means things that are oil al gabi hamizbeach. Dam is I midli hizarek al gabi hamizbeach. So that's not bottom. Sure. So it's a rare halacha that hardly that has no application mizmanas that we don't have any mizbeach. No one's being makariv anything on the mizbeach. So the whole din doesn't apply. That's the pasuk shat in my mekanda olin. Things that are oil al gabi hamizbeach. Shame about Mzeze. So the Ran and the Dorim has a difficult riff. We didn't get to it yet about Recha. That has to do with the sugyim sochem and daf ayin zayin. So there's a strange riff. So in order to make sense out of the riff, the Ran develops a whole interpretation. So part of his interpretation in the riff, it's fantastic, a long, long Ran. So in his fantastic explanation, part of his explanation is that when the Rabbanim say, Rabbanim, the Rebbe Yudah say, Mikan lo'el l'shem evatlan zezeh, what it means is they both agree. Rebbe Yudah and the Chachamim both subscribe to the principle that mim b'minoi is not bottle. You only have bittul when there's a contrast between the roiv and the miut. They're fighting with each other. This is dam and this is mayim. This is potatoes and this is tomatoes and then different flavors. So when there's a conflict, so then the miut becomes bottle berov. It loses its identity. But whenever you have mim b'minoi, there's no contradiction. There's no conflict. So then there's no bittul. They both subscribe, that's their run. They both subscribe to that principle. A mim b'mino is like bakum. Their argument only is, how do you define mim b'mino? So whereas Rabbi Yudah says, we define it based on mitzias, dam b'dam, mayim b'mayim, a mayim b'batl mayim, ein dam b'batl dam. Whenever it's mim b'mino mitzias, then there's no bitl. Rabbanan say, no, it's defined al pi halacha. If it's heter b'heter, if it's heter beheter, then heter beheter loy bottle, that's mim b'mina. Whenever you have iser that falls into heter, that's already mim b'shein b'mina, because this is iser and this is heter. So by definition, that's mim b'shein b'mina. This is the Ran, Rav Soloveitchik used to say jokingly that's the telzer Ran. The telzer used to declare shailas, does it depend on mitzias or does it depend on halacha? So this Ran claims that that's the machlek zabun and the rabban. They both subscribe to this rule. That mim b'mina b'mashur, they just argue, how do you define mim b'mina? So whereas Rabbi Yudah defines mim b'minoi by going basam mitzias, ain mayim avatl mayim, ain dam avatl dam, so the Rabbanan define it based on isa behet. So that's what the Rabbanan hold, that heta behet aloi bot. So then the Ran goes weiter. In order to explain this riff, this problematic riff on psochem, on the sugi and dafayin zayin of psochem, so he has to add on a little bit. So he says, and the riff is of the opinion that dovash yesh lamatir and loy botl, is because even though the thing is also now, but if you wait another week, it'll be mutter. Let's say you have Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz LYerushalayim. You're on your way to Yerushalayim. You're traveling to Yerushalayim. By mistake, you made some kind of a potato kugel, and you meshed together all the potatoes together. And roiva, the potatoes are not Ma'aseh Sheni, and the meal to the potatoes are Ma'aseh Sheni. So, and you're right outside of Yerushalayim. So why should you say it's bottle b'roiv? You can eat it here. Another 10 minutes, you walk into Yerushalayim, eat it there, it'll be, everything will be kosher without any heterin. What do you have to rely on a heter for? So the Ran says that the reason why Dovish Yesh Matirin Loi Batl is because it's heter to heter. Since it's oimid to become heter, so there's not that much of a conflict. There is a conflict, this is heter and this is Issa, but since the Issa is Dovish Yesh Matirin, it's oimid to become heter, it's going to become heter, so that's called heter beheta. So heter beheta is mim mina loy bok. So he gives you such a and he never throws in the word midirabbanan. The Ran never mentioned. The Ran assumes you know the Gemara that the davish esh matirin loy bottle is only a din midirabbanan. So the Kesa Mishnah was so carried away with this Ran, he writes in one place. He thinks that the din of davish esh matirin loy bottle is a din derais. So that's what the Prima Gadon quotes the Kesa Mishnah. He says it's against the Nafanei Gemara. We're going to get the davish esh matirin is later Hilchos Taruos. So Dovash Yesh Matirin is only a din mid rabban. It's not a din mid hatur. So this Gemara in the beginning of Beit, so the Gemara says that just like there's a din that Dovash Yesh Matirin is like bottle, so too there's a din that Dovash Yesh Matirin, you can't allow Sveika de Rabbana Lakula. You have to say Sveika de Rabbana Lachumer. Why just like so too? What's the tzushta? So Rashi writes on the Gemara, that's usually assumed to be a machlekes Rashi and the Ran. What's the reason why Dovash Yesh Matirin loy bottle? So Rashi writes on the Gemara, Asha tochlana beisa tochlana behetta. Let's say you have a beitza shen olda beyontif. So we pass a machleg is b'sham beisilu, where they allow to eat it or not. So we pass like the beisilu. That's one of the few cases where b'sham lekula and beisilu chumer. That's the three cases mentioned there, listed in the first Mishnah in beitza. So the Mishnah in Adia says these are the three cases in Hilchas Yontif where the Beisham Ayah Lekula and the Beisil Lalechum. So we pass them like Beisil, like Beitzah Shenol de Beyontif, Beitzah Shenol de Beisham, this is also Bachil. So what if the Beitzah becomes Nis Arev, it gets mixed in with other Beitzim? So the Gemara says that Dov Shesh Matirin Loi Bot. So what is that based on? So the Ran gives this whole fantastic explanation that it's considered heter beheter, and it's min b'mino, and min b'mino is lebotel, because there's no conflict. Why is it heter? Because it's oimid to become heter. What you have to do is wait till after havdola, and so yontif, and anything that's mukta, anything that's problematic on yontif, will be mutta. So the Ran says it's already called heter beheter. Rashi never writes like that. So Rashi writes the simple pshat in the Gemara and bakes it there, that the reason why dov shesh matirin lebotel is that we have a dinei mevata nisa lechatchili, not a lot of mix in isa in teheta, knowingly in advance. Bitl b'roiv is a din in an emergency situation. If a little isa fell in teheta and you got stuck, now you can't eat teheta. So we say, no, it fell in. So the din is that sometimes bottle b'roiv, sometimes bottle b'shishim. There are dinim of bitl, but lechatchili not a lot of mevata. So here Rashi learns, what if the Beit Shenolda got mixed in with other Beits, and it's a taruvis. I didn't mix it in on purpose. It got mixed in by itself. But I have an option of not eating all the bad. I have a house full of food. I'm not starving. I have more than enough food. In America, we have more than enough food. So what's the big behola? What's the big shas hatak that you should eat? The whole taruvis. So Rashi writes, Acha techlenu b'isa, techlenu b'heta. Why should you decide to eat the egg on the yontif and rely on bitl b'roiv? Wait till after yontif, you won't have to rely on bitl b'roiv. So your decision to eat eggs on yontif is in a certain sense a violation of eim avatan l'chatchil. You're employing bitl b'roiv. What do you have to use bitl b'roiv for? Wait till after yontif is over and you won't have to employ bitl b'roiv. That's how Rashi writes. So later on in the siman about dov shesh l'matirin, what siman is that? Dov shesh matirin, siman kuv beis. So the Prima Gadim there, the beginning of Siman Kuf Beis writes, a famous machlokes, Rashi and the Ran, Rashi in the beginning of Beitza, and the Ran in the Darm on Daf Nun Beis. What's the reason why Dov Shesh Matirin is like bottle? So according to Rashi, the reason why is Acha Tochlenu B'Isa Tochlenu B'Heta. Your decision to eat it today on Yontif and not to wait till tomorrow, that itself is a violation of Eim Avatan L'Shachtchili. You made a conscious decision to rely on Bitl B'roiv. It wasn't really necessary. You have a house full of foods. Eat the other food. That's what a lot of Achreinim, a whole group of Achreinim, have an opinion. Let's say there's a food product that's sold in the stores. It's produced by a non-Jewish company. And we know that it has a little non-kosher ingredients in it. And we know, we ascertain the non-kosher ingredient is really Bottle B'Shish. It really should be Bottle B'Shish. And it's not a davar mamid, and strictly speaking, should be bottled. But they have another product that sells in the store that doesn't even have that non-kosher ingredient mixed in. So many achreinim are of the opinion that if I go to the store and I want to save nickels, I'm going to buy the product that has the non-kosher ingredient, knowing in advance that it has a non-kosher ingredient, but it's bottled b'roiv. That itself, that decision to save a nickel and to buy the product that has a non-kosher ingredient, that itself is a violation of Eim Avatan Yisrael Lachatchila. Acha Tachlana B'Isa, Tachlana B'Hatta. Why should you Lachatchila put yourself into a situation where you have to rely on Bitl B'Rav? You can avoid the whole thing. Most of the Achranim hold not so. That's not a violation of Eim Avatan Yisrael Lachatchila. But there is a significant minority group. There's a tshuva in the Torah's Chesed where he collects all of these achrenim who say that that's a violation of Eim Avatan Yisrael Chatchila. Torah's Chesed lived about 100 years ago, less than 100 years ago. He was a rav in Europe. He was a rav in Lublin, Rav Shneur Zalman. He was not the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was someone else. And the practice used to be when the Rabbanim would retire, when they would reach an old age, and they would retire, so they would move to Eretz Yisrael, and they would live in Yerushalayim. So they had many, many great Moira HaRoa in Yerushalayim, and then they would always join the Eirach, the Badatz of the Eirach HaRedes. So he, when he came from Lublin, he was an outstanding Pesach Mefursim. So he became a member of the Badatz of the Eirach HaRedes. They had always prominent Rabban. So he has two volumes of Shadus Tshuvas. One Chelik is Zohar Chaim, one Chelik is Eben Ezer. He's one has the famous tshuvas about the abortions. He has Stodim L'Hokal on the abortions. And in the Chelik Arachayim, he has a lot of his Divrei Torah, a lot of his strong Divrei Torah, are really Shabbos HaGadol Pilpulim and Shabbos Shuvah Pilpulim. So this is one of his Shabbos HaGadol Pilpulim about Bidl Beroiv and Chomitz Ben Mashuhu and Dovish Eshlam Atirin. He has a lot to say about this. So the Eimo Atanisa L'Chatchila, this was a Shabbos HaGadol Pilpul. By then. So the... So he quotes a significant minority group. The Roif say that it is mutar l'chatchila to buy a food product where I know that it has a non-kosher ingredient that became bottled b'shish. So most of the poskim say it is mutar, but there is a significant minority who say that that itself is a violation of Eim Avatanis l'chatchila. So this is along the lines of Rashi. The Rashi also says, Dovashayit matir and loy bottle. The reason why is because Acha tachlein visa tachlein beheter. Your decision to eat the beitzim on Yom Tov, there are so much other food. Who tells you to eat the beitzim? Your decision to eat the beitzim, that itself is a violation of Eim Avatan Yisrael Chatzchila. So according to Rashi, we understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that just like the Gemara beginning of beitzim, so just like there is a din Dov Shesh Matirin Loi Batul, so too Dov Shesh Matirin Sveika Derabbanan is L'chumer. Why? Sveika derabbanan lekula. We have a rule. Sveika derabbanan lekula means if it fell into my lap, I got stuck in a situation, and I have a sofik and a din derabbanan. So the din is sofik derabbanan lekula. The Magen Avraham writes in Hilchas Tzitzis, in one place in Hilchas Tzitzis, he writes, "Is osa litza lachatchila sveika derabbanan biyadayim." You're not allowed to enter into a situation knowing in advance that you're creating a sveika derabbanan. Sveika derabbanan lekula is a din. An emergency measure. If you got stuck, so in an emergency, the din is sveika derabban lekul. If it's easy to solve the problem by being machmir, then also you don't say sveika derabban lekul. Take, for example, it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say a person, I think it even says in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, that when we recite halal on Rosh Chodesh, it's only a minig. When we recite halal on Yom Tov, it's a real din. Shaila whether halal on Yom Tov is deraisa derabbanan machlokes, but the halal on Rosh Chodesh for sure is not deraisa. Rosh Chodesh is only a minig. So let's say a person has a suffix, he's not 100% sure whether he said halal. He's masufik if he said halal. So strictly speaking, you should say sveika derabbanan lekula. If the din is a suffix derabbanan is lekula, so suffix minig is certainly lekula. I think we spoke about that. No, the pischei tshuva. The beginning of the third Chelik Yeridei, the third Chelik Yeridei starts with Hilchas Shavuos and Hilchas Nedarim and Hatoras Nedarim and Haforas Nedarim. So there's a siman Reish Yudalet there that a minig is binding mitam neder. If a person observes a minig or a community observes a minig, so it's binding mitam neder as if that person had accepted a neder upon himself. And if he wants to give up the observance of his minig, he's required to make Hatoras Nedarim. So the Pischei Tshuva there quotes a quirk from the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. There are many more Tshuvas Chasam Sofer he writes Fakert, but he quotes the one that's the strange one. So the Chasam Sofer lived at a time that the reform was starting to chisel away on Shmiras HaMitzvah. So the way to chisel away, first you make something into a minig, and then you say, well, it's only a minig anyway, so it's Nishgefelach. At first you chisel it down to a Din Derabbanan, so it's only a Din Derabbanan anyway, so there's room to wave a magic wand and do away with the Din Derabbanan. So the Chasam Sofer writes, and one of his tshuvas is very upset about knocking things down. So he says, a minig is mochomer than a Din Derabbanan. A Din Derabbanan is sveika derabbanan lekula. A minig is mitam neder. A neder is a Din Deraisa. So safik minig is lechumer. Safik derabbanan is lekula, but safik minig is lechumer. That's what he writes in one place. And that's the quirk is that the Pischei Tshuva quotes that. And Simei Reish Yudalet, the Pischei Tshuva quotes that difficult Chasam Sofer. In some of the other places, the Chasam Sofer writes the way it's always accepted, that a Sofek, the Rabbanu Lekula, it's a Kal V'chaim, and then a Sofek, meaning is Lekula. Meaning is a lower level obligation than a din derabban. So sfeika derabban lekula kavachaymen that sofik meaning is lekula. So everybody writes essays about this, to how to try to find out for the stira in the chasam sofer. It's like the 15 sources in one direction and one source in the other direction. There's one quirk of a place where the chasam sofer blurted out such a statement that a sofik meaning is lechumer. But we certainly assume not, so we assume that Sofik Minig is Likudah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say a person is Mesupik whether he said Halel Am Rosh Chodesh. The Gansa Halel Am Rosh Chodesh is only a Minig. That's how the Gemara says in the end of Tainus. Halel Am Rosh Chodesh is only a Minig, it's not a Chiv. So if a person is Mesupik, so you should certainly say Sofik Minig Likudah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achrayinim. He says, let's say Rosh Chodesh came to an end, it's already Bein Hashmashos of Matzoi Rosh Chodesh. And the person didn't say halal yet. So does it make sense that he should say halal during Bein Hashmashos? If Bein Hashmashos is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila, so the Mishnah says in Megillah, you can only be Yotze halal by Yom. The Mishnah lists off the different mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled, and the daytime mitzvahs can only be fulfilled at nighttime. The Mishnah says that reciting of halal can only be in the daytime. We recite halal on Pesach night by the Seder, so that's a good tekasha. The Zohar talks about that kasha. The Beis Yosef talks about that kasha. Okay, so the Zohar gives an answer. Laila kayom yor. Okay, so that's the Zohar's answer. But the Mishnah says in Megillah, you start off with the Mishnah Megillah that you can only fulfill a mitzvah of Halel by yom and not by laila. So the Mishnah Berurah has over there. What if the person knows that he didn't say Halel the whole day Rosh Chodesh, and now it's Bein Hashmashos of Matzoi Rosh Chodesh? He used to say Safik Derabban Lekula. So Safik Minig is certainly Lekula. So you should say, don't bother to say halal. So he says, big deal. What does he have that's so important? How long does it take to say the whole halal? 5 minutes. So he says, that's another klal. That's another gemara. Whenever you say sveika derabbanan lekula, if it's easy to go to chumrah, it's not such a big tircha, then it's not right to say sveika derabbanan lekula. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. If a person is mesupik, if he said halal Rosh Chodesh, or he knows he didn't say halal, and now the Zman is the Zman Shal Sofik, it's the Bein Hashmashos of Sof Hayom. So he says, let him say the Halal, what's the big deal? It's not so difficult for the Yimachmer over there. What is it based on? What's the idea? The idea is because Sveika Derabbanan Lekula, that's the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tzitzis. Sveika Derabbanan Lekula is an emergency measure. If you got stuck in a situation, you have a Sveika Derabbanan, so we permit you to be Mekel. But Litza Biadayim Sveika, the Hachnas Hatzan the Matzav Shal Sveika Derabbanan Lekula Chatzkili, you're not allowed to do like that. So that's over here also, the Mishnah Berurah holds if there's an easy solution to your problem. So it's not right to be mekel. So where did all this come from? Where did the Magen Avraham get this idea from? That litza sveika derabbanan lekula biyadayim is otza. And the Mishnah Berurah has a gemara in the end of, in the middle of Nozer, whenever it's easy to be machmer, so it's not right to say sveika derabbanan lekula. If it doesn't take such exertion of effort or energy, so you should really, if it's easy to be machmer, so you should really say sveika derabbanan lechumer also. Where do you get it from? So you got it from this gemara, the beginning of beitza. But the gemara says that if you have a sofik beitza, so the gemara says sveika lechumer. So first the gemara thought that it goes on beitza shenol de biyanta. But then the gemara asks, how can it be? What is it? A din d'araisa? So they say, if you hold like achana de rabba claims that beitza shenol de bishabas achayanta. Yontavacha Shabbos, that's a din d'oraisa, so we understand that this Achona de Rabba is a din d'oraisa, and a Sofik Nol de Yontavacha Shabbos is Sveika de Raisa Luchomer. But if you all from the other Amoraim who don't subscribe to Achona de Rabba, so the whole din of Beitzah Shenol de Yontav, the whole thing is only Midirabbana to begin with, once you say Sveika de Rabban Lekula. So the Gemara finally comes to the answer that it's a Dovish Yesh L'matirin. What does it mean? Just like Davish Yesh Matirin, we say it's not batal, so too we say Sveika Derabbanan Lechumer. What's just like so too? What does one got to do with the other? So Rashi explains the Hezbah is Pashut. There's a din Eim Abat Anisa Lechatchila. So your decision to eat the Beitza today in a house full of food. Who tells you to eat the Beitza? The Beitza Shinesarva, the Beitza Macheris. You don't know which is which. So avoid the whole thing. Acha Tachlein Abisa, Tachlein Abhata. Why should you decide to eat the Beitza today? Your decision to eat it today is causing you to rely on Bittul Isser. That's called Eim Avat Anisla Hatchila. Wait till tonight after Havdalah, and it'll be Ois Shaila. So your decision to rely on Bittul Baroid itself is a violation. You didn't do the Eruv. You weren't the one who was Ma'aravit. It was Beit Shishen Asarva Me'ileha. But still, your decision to rely on Bittul Baroid is a violation of Eim Avat Anisla Hatchila. So the Gemara said the same. is a din sveka the rabbanu lekula, but also litza sveka the rabbanu biyadayim. That you're not allowed to do. So here, if it's easy to wait till matzah yantiv, have a suffik beitzah shenolda biyantiv, suffik beitzah shenolda be'erev yantiv. I'm not sure if it's also a mutter. So why should you eat it on yantiv? Why should you? You can easily avoid it. Eat all the other food that you have. Has a refrigerator full of food. Eat all the other food. Your decision to eat the beitz on yantiv is a violation of Vasalitza Sveka de Rabbana Biyadai. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. According to the Ran, you have a problem. According to the Ran, that the reason why Dov Shesh Matirin is like bottle is because I consider it Mim B'minoi. So what has it got to do? The Gemara said, just like Dov Shesh Matirin like bottle, so too, that's the Farish. So too, you can't say Sveka de Rabbana Lukula by Dov Shesh Matirin. What has one got to do with the other? According to the Ran, it doesn't read straight. The reason why Dov Shesh Matirin is not bottle is because it's considered heta beheta, because it's oimid lios heta soon. So there's not enough of a conflict between the Yisr and the heta. The Yisr is half mutter already. So that's a local svara in Hilchus Bitul, but that's not a svara in Sveka Derabbanan Lechumer Lekula. Why does that play a role over there? So Be'echreach, you have to explain in the Gemara. The Ran also agrees with Rashi. The Ran has to agree with Rashi also. Otherwise, you don't understand why did the Gemara come to the conclusion that the Safik the Rabbana lechumra b'dov sheish l'matirin. You have to say because it's considered osalitza biyadai. The Ran just added on, according to the Rif, the whole din is only with the Rabbanan, the Ran's din. Dov sheish l'matirin like batal is only with the Rabbanan. It's not a din menantar, not the way the Kesa Mishnah understood. It's only beferish. It's only a din de rabbanon. So what the reason? What motivated the chachamim to introduce the din de rabbanon is clearly what Rashi said. And you have a lot of times in the Gemara like that. What motivated the chachamim to introduce a din de rabbanon is one thing, and then once they introduced it, what is the nature of the din de rabbanon? So a lot of times the nature of the din de rabbanon, they wanted to make all the tikkun rabbanon came the rise of tikkun. They wanted to pattern the dinim de rabbanon after dinim de rise. So you have a lot of cases like this where the motivation to institute the din de rabbanon is one, and then Lamai said the way they when they set up the din de rabbanon, it doesn't follow the reasoning. A lot of times the details of the din de rabbanon, because they wanted to set it up, came the rise of tikkun. So here the Ran has to agree with Rashi. The motivation to introduce a din, a dov shesh matirin loyves, like Rashi said. Your decision to eat the eggs today on Yontif is considered in a certain sense a violation of Eim Avat and Isla Hatzil. But the whole Eim Avat and Isla Hatzil is only a din de Rabbanan. We learned that the other day also. The whole Eim Avat and Isla Hatzil itself, we assume, is only the Rabbanan. So they wanted to make it Kain Deraisa, so the Ran learns within the Rif that they dressed up this din de Rabbanan. They declared that the Dov Shesh Matirin is considered Heta Beheta. Heta Beheta is Mim B'mina, that's already a din derais. Mim B'mina is the Masha. But when the Gemara made the Tushta, that just like Dov Shesh Matirin is not bottle, so too Sveka de Rabbana Lechumra, the Dov Shesh Matirin, that's not with the fancy explanation of the Ran. That's with the basic explanation that Rashi said. The Ran has to be maskim to Rashi. That's what Rav Chaim Moshe writes in his Tshuvas and Achayez. The Ran has to agree with Rashi. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Beitza. So in that Gemara, when the Gemara has that whole discussion, why is the Beitza, Sufik Beitza, Asura? Sveiko Asura. The Gemara says, why is Sveiko Asura? What is it? And he said, Deraisa. The first the Gemara thought it's a riot to Rabba, that Hachana de Rabba is a din deraisa. The Gemara answers, no. The Gemara's final answer is that it's a Dov Shesh L'matirin, and a Dov Shesh L'matirin, just like you don't allow Bittl, so too you don't allow Sveika de Rabbana Lekula. At one point in the middle of the Sugi, the Gemara says, no, that Sveika Asur that goes on Sufik of a Beitz HaSoif Tomit, or Beitz HaStreifa. Sufik Beitz HaStreifa. A Beitz HaStreifa is also an Atura, just like a Beitz HaSoif Tomit is a Pasuk Basayana. That Beitz HaSoif Tomi is Asur, so too Beitz HaStreifa is Asur and Atura, so that's Sveiko Asura. If I have a Beitz, and I'm not sure whether this is Beitz HaSoif Tomi or not, so that's a Sveiko Deraisa Lechumer. That's how the Gemara suggests in the middle. First, the Gemara thought that Sveiko Asura goes on a Sofik Beitz HaShanol de Biyontiv, and it's a right to Rabba, that Hachana de Rabba is a Din Deraisa. Then the final conclusion, the final Pshat in the Gemara is that it's Dov Shesh Matirin. So you don't say Sveiko de Rabbanu Lekula. in the middle, before they reach the final conclusion, it goes 40-50 lines to the next Amud. So till you get to the next stop, the next Amud Aleph, it's on Amud Beis, till the Gemara comes to the final conclusion, Gemara says, no, maybe it goes on Beitzas Treifa is an Issa Deraisa, so that's Sveiko Asura. So on the side of the Gemara, you have Rabbi Kivege printed in the Gilgin Ashas. Rabbi Kivege refers you there to Ashitim Kovetzes of all places in Bava Kamma, not where it belongs, Bava Kamma, Daphne and Zayin. But Ashitim Kovetzes holds that Beitzas Oiftomei, an eagle's egg, is an Issa Deraisa, that's Basayana. But Beitzah from a hen's egg, and the hen happens to be a Treifa, that's only the Rabbanon. Beitzah Soif Treif is only the Rabbanon. So that's a, and then, so the Shittim Betzahs get stuck. So how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara in Beitzah seems to say that it's an Issa Deraisa, because the Gemara says, Hachmas Kina, but Beitzah's Treifa, that's Deraisa, so it's Fake Asura. So the Shittim fudges a little bit, says, if it's a Din de Rabbanon that's close to a Din Deraisa, you also go to Chumra. So that's generally not the accepted opinion. We usually assume that Beitzah's Treifa is an Issa Deraisa, Yotzim and Asur is Asur. Is a real din der Reis. That's the Taisus says, the Taisus of Menachos says that Bizman is there, that Sphere Saim is only the Rabbanon, Sphere Saim was only the Reis, the Taisus claims. Sphere Saim was only the Reis, Bizman should be Samig the Shaykhim, and he actually brought the Minchas Oimer. But Bizman is there, there's no Bizamigdush, and we don't have an obligation to bring Minchas Oimer. So Taisus follows that opinion in the Gemara, that Sphira Samir Bizman is only the Rabban. So therefore Taisus says you should be permitted to count Sphira L'Hatchila during Bein HaShmashes, because Sveka the Rabban L'Kula. So the Ran, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ran in the end of Psochim, on the last page on the Rif from Psochim, the Ran quotes the Taisus and disagrees. He says, you're not allowed to go Sveka the Rabban L'Hatchila, also leads to Sveka the Rabban B'Yadai, the Stakapela and Taisus. But the answer is, if you look in the Taisus explains why it's a Hidur. Taisus doesn't just say, we allow you to count Sphira Bein HaShmoshes. Taisus says, it's preferable that the Dafke, to count Sphira Bein HaShmoshes. Why? Because Taisus read in the Gemara that the Sphira Saimah should be the earliest point possible of the day, so that as much of the 24 hours of the day that can be included in the Sphira should be included. If you're going to count Sphira Bayom, so that's not Tmimois. You have to count Sphira Balayla. So Taisus, that's what the Gemara says. How do you know you count Sphira Balayla, you don't count Sphira Bayom? Because it says Sheva Shabbos is Tmimois, and most of the Moitz in Tmimois, but Zvan Shatamoyna Balayla. When you count by night, so the Sphira covers the Layla and the Yom, two parts of the day. If you count by Yom, so the Sphira is only going to cover from that point to the end of the day, so you're missing a half a day. So Taisus understood what the Nami, if you count at night time, it's preferable to daven as early as possible, forget about davening, don't daven. Count Sphira as early as possible, as opposed to waiting to count Sphira at the 11 o'clock minyan, at the 12 o'clock minyan. So the Sphira sum is going to only include the rest of the night and the day. Count Sphira as early as possible. So Taisus says like this, Bizman shebeis hamigdush hayakayim, and Sphira was a din deraisa. So bein hashmashes is a safik yom safik laila. So safik deraisa luchumre. So you don't allow people to count bein hashmashes. So you have no choice. They have to wait till tzeis hakochavim to count Sphira, but then you should count Sphira the first moment after Bein HaShmashes is over, right after Tzeis HaKochavim, to include as much as possible of the 24 hours in the Sphira Soima. But Bizman HaZeh, that Sphira Soima, Taisus accepts that opinion from the Gemara. Bizman HaZeh, that Sphira Soima is only the Rabbanon, so if there would be a Sofik, you would be Mekel. So Taisus says here, there's a Shas HaTchak, there's a Tzorech Gadol, to Bedavke count Sphira at the beginning of Bein HaShmashes, because you'll be including the full 24 hours of the day in the Sphira Soim. The Taisi probably also agrees that you don't say Sveka de Rabban Lakula whenever you can easily avoid it. Wait another half hour and count Sphira later. But Taisi holds over here, you're gaining something. Zman HaMikdash you couldn't gain. You're not allowed to, because Sphira Soim was their Isa, and you can't count the day before. You have to count Dafke on when the next day comes in. But then HaShmash is Asafi Gyam Safi Klailam. Rabbi Zman is that, Sphira Saim is only the Rabbanon, so we should be Mahadir Bedafke to count Bein HaShmashes. Yeah, but in a normal case, Taisus would probably also agree. Also, leads to Sveka the Rabbanon be Yodayim. So, here getting back again, so there's a Mishnah, we learned that Mishnah in Kol Abasa, on the bottom of Amar Aleph, on the end of the parak. If a person cooks Bisar Behema Tameya, he has pork, and he cooks it with milk. or he has flesh from a kosher animal and he cooks it with pig's milk. So the Mishnah says muta bebishul muta bahanor, and it's only osa b'achila. So the shaila is osa b'achila, why? So is it only osa b'achila because it's behemoth tameh, because it's chola behemoth tameh? Chola behemoth tameh is an isa deraisa, basayana, yotzim and osa is osa. I'll be pashtus, it's an isa deraisa. So that's why it's osa, but there's no isa basa b'cholav at all. There was no need to introduce an isa basa b'cholav here. It's osa anyway, minat Torah. Or should you say no? It's osa b'achila mitam basa b'cholav. Bottom line, sof kol sof, you cook basa b'cholav. So that's the machloek, is the shach and gimel. And page, oh, everybody has a different page number. The shach and sin and page zayin. So cut and gimel quotes, this is the machloek, is the tour and the basis. It says, loshen atar avu b'sar, tohoira b'cholav t'meya, b'sar t'meya b'cholav t'hoira. Yeah, it's ain osa element the rabbanon, the muta b'bishol, and muta b'anon. Muta b'bishol b'anon is the Mishnah. So the tour holds that it's osa b'achila mi the rabbanon mi tam basa b'cholav. Because of habisayisiv, shaloshen shenim, Shalosh and Shena Mechuvanu. What the Torah wrote is not Meduktov. Mashkas was saying, "Oh, some of the Rabbanon." What do you mean? He said that only goes on cooking chicken or deer's meat with milk. But if you cook behemoth tameya with chala behemoth Torah and so on, that's an Isra Achila is Menator over there. What are you going to say? The Torah meant to say that it's an Isra Basa Bechol of Midirabbanon. So the Beis Yosef says that's ridiculous. Why should the Chachamim feel it necessary to introduce a Chumr midirabbanan? That there's a bas b'chol d'rabbanan. Things trade min haTorah anyway. So he says the Bach misunderstood the taina of the Beis Yosef. The Bach thought that the Beis Yosef is asking l'may nafka mina. What is the relevance? What's the significance of the Torah saying that it's bas b'chol of the rabbanan? It's also min haTorah anyway. So the Bach says there's a big relevance. Chapta nafka mina. Chaticha haruya l'skabed only applies if you have an isa machmas atzma. If you have an isa machmas balua, so there's no din of chaticha haruya. So let's say you have bisar behema, I have a steak, bisar behema Torah, and I cooked it with chola behema tmei, with pig's milk. So if it's a steak that has pig's milk absorbed in it, and the steak is a chaticha haruya l'skabed, but that's only an isa machmas balua. So that would be bottle. You don't declare chaticha ruil is kabed loy b'teila if it's an isa balua. But now that you declare that it's bas b'chol ad rabbanon, so now I'll say it's a chaticha ruil is kabed. So I say it's not bottle. So that's the, or the Bach has another taina against the Beis Yosef. According to those Rishonim who only say chaticha nas nevela b'bas b'chol ad, Bishari Psum, you don't say chaticha nas nevela, so here it'll happen afkemina. If you have chatichas behema tahira and you cooked it with chala behema tameya, and so if it became basa b'chala midirabbana, then you say chatichas manasas nevela, if this big steak, the kosher steak, falls into another pot, it's not enough to have shishim against the amount of milk that's balua in the treifa milk from the chala behema tameya. The pig's milk that's balua and the chaticha of the basa kosher, you have to have shishim against the whole basa kosher because chaticha atzim nas nevela. So according to those rishonim hold, most of the rishonim hold, you only say chaticha nas nevela, the basa b'chol, the mishari shim, you don't say it. So that's the nafkemina. That's why the Torah says it over here by besar behemet tameya with chol behemet tameya, it's basa b'chol of the rabbanim. You have these two nafkemina. So the shach comes to explain the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef wasn't saying that it's irrelevant. He says the Bach misunderstood the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef didn't mean to say lahoy in yel yosim medivrei machas shekvar hu asav yamim min haTorah shem basa tami. When the Beis Yosef said lahoy in yel, there was no need to asav the Rabban. It didn't mean it won't happen afkemina. Of course, you're right. It'll happen afkemina. But what the Beis Yosef was telling was, it doesn't make sense. The Chachamim only have a right to make a din de Rabbanon if there's a tzorech. You have to have a serious tzorech. What's the tzorech over here? The thing is treif anyway. Besar behemet meya, or besar behemet tzorech with chol behemet meya. The thing is treif anyway because of chol behemet meya, because of basa meya. So why was there a need? Enach and Ami, you're right. The Bach, if they introduced the gzeira basa b'chol ad Rabbanon, you're right. It'll happen after Kamina for Chatech with his Kabbalah, it'll happen after Kamina for Chatech and Nas Nevela.
Every Pasuk for Chalot the Rabbanu, we say Chatech and Nas Nevela.
That's the Data says that that's a machloik, is the Tur and other Rishayim, and he says, the Taz later says it's a machlokes, and this Bach holds like that. This Bach holds that by Basa B'chalav D'Rabbanan, you also say Chaticha Nas Nevel. That was the shayla we had. What if you have Basa B'chalav Agidei Kobish or Agidei Melicha? So Rabbi Kivegi had a machlokes late Rishonim, early Achronim, where they say Chaticha Nas Nevel there. And the Taz had this machlokes. If you have these kind of Basa B'chalavs, all the Basa B'chalavs over here, and Sif Hey, and Sif Vav, all the dinam over here, all the Basa B'chalav, Sif Zayin, all of these, would you say Chaticha Nas Nevela, and this kind of Basa B'chalav Rabban? So that's a big machlokes. So this Bach assumes that, yes, that you would say. Anyway, that's the famous Shach. So the Shach thinks that the Beis Yosef is right. And this machlokes is the Beis Yosef in the tour. So the Shach thinks the Beis Yosef is right. That it doesn't make sense that they should make Exer the Rabban on the Basa B'chalav over here. There's no need. You have no right to make Exer the Rabban on Shalol Tzor Chlam. Of course it'll be two Nafkaminas. You have the Nafkamina for Chatech with Iskabe and for Chatech and Nas Nevela. But that's not a valid reason to make Exer the Rabban, because you're going to have a Nafkamina. You have to have a Tzorech. The Gemara says, Milsa de lo Shrich le Gozbe Rabban. If it's a Fafetch Chashash, they have no right to make Exer the Rabban. Here's Mamish, no Tzorech at all. What's the tzorach over here? So according to the tour, that's what we pointed out. According to the tour, that when you cook pork with milk, or you cook kosher flesh with pig's milk, it does become basa b'chalav derabanan, and the Mishnah still says muta b'bishul muta b'ana, it's only asa b'achila, then it's a dead giveaway. It's enough in the Mishnah that basa b'chalav derabanan is muta b'bishul muta b'ana. So then it's mukhrach like that. The Beis Yosef and the Shach following the Beis Yosef, they're convinced against the tour. They hold that by Besar Behemet Meya, Achol Behemet Meya, they never introduced it. There's no need to make Exer Drabban. They never introduced a Din Abbas of Achol Drabban. So the Mele, when the Mishnah says Muta Bebishul Muta Bano, it's not Basa B'cholav at all. They never. It's not. So that Mishnah doesn't prove anything. So that's why the Shach and Beis had to go scrounge around. They had to quote an Or Zarua and Mordechai and Avodah Zarah. He started fishing around with all the sources to prove that the Mechaber and the Ramo are right against the Mashal. That Basa B'cholav D'Rabban is Muta B'Bishul and Muta B'Ano. But according to the Torah, it's a Beferish and Mishnah. The black and white Mishnah is Muta B'Bishul and Muta B'Ano. So again, so that's Siv Gimel. And the Noi Galo B'Besar Behema Torah B'cholav Behema Tehoira, Abel B'Besar Tehoira B'cholav Tmeya, or B'Besar Tmeya B'cholav Tehoira. Muta b'bishul muta b'anoa, that's a Mishnah. It's only asa b'achila, right? It's only asa b'achila. What about chaya v'yoyif? So we had a steer in the Rambam. There was a steer in the Rambam.
But we had a teretz for the Rambam.
Right. So the steer in the Rambam was because there was a machlekes satanaim in the beginning of the perek, at the end of the perek, a few times. It's mentioned in perek al abasar, whether bisar chayiv yoyif is the raisa or the rabbanim. That was the theory. Yeah, what's one of the two rambams here? Take a look in Siman Pei Zayin, the Shach Sivkot and Dalet. The last line of Dalet, he quotes the one of the two rambams. One of the rambams in Hilchos Basabach. Hilchas Macholos Asuris, when he's talking about the laws of Basa B'chol. The other Rambam is in all places in Hilchas Mamre. So he quotes in the last two lines in the Shach Dalet, V'harikos of HaRambam, Sof Perek Beis, the Hilchas Mamre. The Rambam poses a problem, which all the Rishonim work on. How did the rabbis have authority to make a Gzera de Rabbanan? Every Gzera de Rabbanan should be a violation of Bal Tosif. It says in the Chumash, Lo Tosif Lo Sigra, you're not allowed to add on. So how do they have the right to make Exer the Rabban? So the Rambam answers that the Torah gave authority to the Chachamim. Torah gave authority to the Chachamim. Mishmarti mes mishmarti, asu mishmeres le mishmarti. So when are you in violation of Bal Tosif? So you can say when a private individual on his own wants to add on. He wants to take Chomish Parshios in his tefillin. He wants to take Chomish Minim in the lulim. Instead of Dalim Minim, he wants to take Chomish Minim. When the Kohen wants to Duchen, he decides to add an additional pasuk. The Gemara gives these as examples of a violation of Baal Tos. So if a private person wants to add on, but a Bezdin wants to add on, that's no problem. So then somehow the Rambam thinks that there's still a problem. Not only is there a din of Baal Tos on the individual level for a Yochid, there's a din of Baal Tos for the Bezdin also. Bezdin is not allowed to add on. I but a Shmartim as Mishmarti, it's a stir in the two psukim. So the Rambam says the Teretz is. Teretz is. That's the Rambam that the Shach quotes, the last two lines in Dalit. Sof per chain in the Hilchos Mamim, Ha'imer Psaret, Bechol of Asim and HaTorah, Over Mishum Baal Tosif. If the Bezdin presents it, if the Bezdin falsifies and they present it as if this is Basa Bechol of Deraisa, then, because they're misrepresenting, that's an Issa Deraisa. But if they tell you that Min HaTorah it's Mutem, with the Pau Vestan and us as rabbis, we are authorized to make Exera Derabbanon, the Psaret Bechol of Asim Rabbanon, so then the Rambam says that's a Shmartim as Mishmarti. That's not a violation of Baal Tos. That's what the Rambam says. Yeah. Why did the Rambam think that there has to be an Issa Baal Tos on the Bezdin? Why don't you just say Baal Tos is Bani Yochid? Bani Yochid does on his own. Why does the Rambam think there has to be? The Gemara's example of Baal Tos are a person takes 5 minim instead of 4 minim. He has 5 parashios in the tefillin, and he has and the Kohen adds on an additional pasuk to the Birchas Kana. Why did the Rambam think there has to be a hechitimsa where Bezdin violates Baal Tosif? So some of Farshim on the Chumash say that the lav of Baal Tosif appears twice in Chumash Dvarim. Once it says in the singular, once it says in the plural. It says lo sasifu, lo sigra memen, and then it says lo seifu, lo sigra. So whenever you have a din that appears both in singular and in plural, what does that indicate? So the quote from the Vilna Gaon, who says based on the Gemara, that Sfira Zayma appears twice. Sfirasayim appears in Parshas Emor, in Chumash Vayikra, and in Parshas Re'eh. So once it appears, Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch, Ochel Chemish Bakom Batochel Ispa Shiva Shavuos, in the singular, Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch. The other pasuk reads in the plural, Svartem Lachem, in Machos HaShabbos. So the Gemara says, Shiva Shavuos Tispaloch is Sfira B'Bezin. And the singular is talking to one body, namely the Bezna Gadol, that they're in charge of Kviyas HaLuach, and part of the mitzvah of Kviyas HaLuach is to establish when Yontif is, when Rosh Chodesh is, and by the Bezna Gadol counting Sfiras Hamer, they will succeed in establishing Shavuos. Because the Gemara says Shavuos is when the Sfiras Hamer is up. The Gemara says Pamim Hei, Pamim Vav, Pamim Zayin. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Shavuos can be on the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th of Iyar. It doesn't have a set date. It's always after the 49 days of Sfirah. The very next day is going to be on the Machros or Shavuos. Tomorrow is going to be Shavuos. So the one pasuk that says Shavuos Tispalach, the Gemara said that's a Sfirah of the Bezdin. It's Bezdin's responsibility to count Sfirah Zayin. Then one might think that it's only Bezdin. There's no Chavis HaYochid, Talmulam, Esfartem Lachem, in the plural, Shetei Sfirah Luchalech HaViyach. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon that you see from this Braisa in the Gemara, this is from the Torah Kahanim, from the Sifrei. They both have this brisa. And whenever you have a parasha that appears twice, once in the singular, once in the plural, so the one that's in the plural means l'chol echad v'yechad, each and every individual person. The one in the singular is speaking to the Bez Nagorol, or is speaking to the Klal Yisrael as a whole. Bez Nagorol is the representative of the Klal Yisrael. So that's what some say over here, that since Baal Tos and Baal Tigra appears twice in the Chumash, once in the plural, once in the singular, so the one that says in the plural, lo sasifu v'lo sigru, that goes on the yochid. That's l'chol echad v'yechad. Each and every individual person shouldn't do haysof and he shouldn't do giroin. So a person, if he's a kohen, shouldn't add an additional bracha, an additional pasuk to the duchening, and shouldn't add an additional min to the dalet minim, and shouldn't add an additional tzitzah. You want to put in 5 tzitzias and a beged. So the Gemara said that's a violation of Baal Tos. But then it says Baal Tos in the singular. So it sounds as if there's a Baal Tos for the Bez Nagorl. Just like the Gemara says, Shivushu's Tispalach is Bebezin. So what can it be over here about Taisa for the Bezin HaGadol? Okay, that's what motivated, that's what prompted the Rambam to write that the Bezin HaGadol has to be careful when they invent a Din Derabbanan. They shouldn't present it as if it's a Din Deraisa. Then they'll be in violation of Baal Tos. They have to be careful to tell everybody that it's only a Din Derabbanan.
Don't you see that call already from the Granchi of the Kant? It says all the examples. When it's the Lashon Rabbim, the Lashon Yachid.
The Gemara, in the end of Chulin, the Gemara talks about whether the mitzvah applies to Bishutfis or only Bichidus. Yeah, that's a different discussion.
Can it's not Rabban and Yachid.
It's the both Yechid. It's a Yachid or Shutfin. They're both Yechidim. But here it's a different Vart. Here it's a Vart when the Gemara is talking, the Parsha only appears once in the Chumash. Does it appear in the singular? So it only applies to a Yochid. If it appears in the plural, then it applies to Shutfin. Here the Gemara is talking when you have a din repeated twice in the Chumash. Once in the singular, once in the plural. So the one that's in the plural is referring to Lechalecha Diechad, and the one in the singular is referring to the whole Klal Yisrael, or to the representative of the Klal Yisrael, namely the Bez Nagog.
The problem is they point out that the Gemara reversed it from the Gemara. They said the Yachid is going on Kol Yachid Yachid, and the Rabbi.
Okay.
Because it's the Diuk and the Pesuk, and that one is talking about Al Ra, and one is talking about the Kitab and so happy to.
Oh, okay. So that's another problem. Okay, that's another problem. So that's this famous Rambam. This Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim became famous because the Shach quoted it. People didn't, not everybody had Rambams. At the Yoriday they all had. So the Shach quotes this Rambam that you violate Bal Tosif if the Bez Nagadol is going to misrepresent, they're going to declare that Besarei Pecholov is an Issa Deraisa. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam, and it sounds from the Ravid that the Ravid asks, but that's what you're doing when you make an Asmachta. Aren't you making believe that the thing is a Din Deraisa? That's what Asmachta is all about. So the Rabbi thinks there's nothing wrong. So it sounds like a funny machlokes. The Rambam, are you allowed to fool the Kohol? The Rambam holds it's an Avera, a Bal Tosif, to fool the Kohol. And the Rabbi holds not an Avera, it's permissible. And that's what Asmachta is all about, to fool the people into believing that it's a Din Deraisa. Very strange, Luchar. Everyone should agree with the Rambam should be an Issa to fool the Tzibur. And it should be a different Issa of Sheker. Well, what does it have to be an Issa of Bal Tosif? What does it have to do with Bal Tosif? It should be an Issa Sheker. So Rav Soloveitchik said that he heard from his grandfather Rav Chaim that the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid is a different Machlokes. They all agree you're not allowed to fool the public. The Rambam meant to say a different word. You're not permitted to be Machmer on a Din Derabbanan to the same extent that you're Machmer on a Din Deraisa. If you're going to institute a Din Derabbanan with all a Chaymer HaDin, like a Din Deraisa, that's already a violation of Bal Tosif. And he added on, I think also b'shem Rav Chaim, that you're not allowed to be machmer on a minik to the same extent that you're machmer on a din derabbanan. Just like you're not allowed to be machmer on a din derabbanan to the same extent that you're machmer on a din deraisa, so to on a minik you're not allowed to be machmer to the same extent that you have to observe a din derabbanan. Has to be more calm. And the Ravid says that that's what Asmachta is all about. Not that the Ravid meant to say that the idea behind the Asmachta is to fool the people into believing that it's a din deraisa. No, he also agrees. You're not allowed to fool the Tzibur, that's an Issa Sheker. That's a different Issa, it's an Issa Sheker. The Rabbi meant a different thing. The Rabbi meant no. Asmachta means, whenever they make an Asmachta, means that they want us to be Machmer on this Din to the same extent as a Din Derais. That's how the Prima Godim, a few generations after, a few centuries after the Prima Godim writes like that. He says that he claims that there are two kinds of Asmachtas. Sometimes there's an Asmachta Hashuva. It really sounds that that's what the pasuk is driving at. Like it says, "V'chiyiga hazaba tohor v'yodav lo shatav b'mayim." If a zab is tamei, touches somebody, he's metamei him. V'yodav lo shatav b'mayim, provided that he wasn't tovel in the mikveh. So it's a very strange description of going to the mikveh. V'yodav lo tovel b'mayim. What if I dip my hands in the mikveh? The hands don't become tohor unless I'm tovel the whole body. V'vasachas, you can't be tovel one limb at a time. So what kind of a lashon is that? So the Gemara says, "Mikan remez l'netilas yadayim min hatorah." That's a very striking lashon. Yodav lo shatav b'mayim is a very awkward expression. So that's like an asmachta chashuva. And sometimes you have an asmachta b'yalma. So the Prima Godim says, whenever the Gemara says the din is only a din derabbanan across asmachta b'yalma, that means it's only a din derabbanan, and the asmachta is just to serve as a mnemonic device to remember the Din Derabbanan, to have it a pasuk in Chumash to latch onto. But whenever the Gemara has an Asmachta Hashuva, it sounds as if that's what the pasuk is mashma, then you have to be Machmer Sveika Derabbanan L'Chumr. That's what the Prima Godim writes. There's such a Beis Halevi has also like that in his whole Tshuva about the Hetem Mefir, about Shemitah B'Zman Hazeh, Beis Halevi was vigorously opposed to the Het Mechira, and he has several tshuvas in his collection of tshuvas in the beginning of Chelo Gimel of the Shalosh Tshuvas Beis Halevi. So he writes, and even though Shemitah Bezmanah says only the Rabbanon, but there are certain dinim the Rabbanon, what we say Safik the Rabbanon lechumer, whenever they are masakin it based on an asmachta, so then it has the toikif of a real din derais. You have to be machmal like a din derais. So that's what this that's what it sounds like the Ravid is saying. The Ravid says, but the Ravid even goes further than the Pimgon. The Ravid writes, there's nothing wrong the way Rav Chaim was interpreting the Ravid. The Rambam is saying in Allah be machmal a din derabbanon, the same extent as a din derais. So the Ravid is masik and he says no, you're allowed to, because that's what an asmachta is all about. As the Gemara says many times, the din is only din derabbanon across machta bialmo. So the Ravid even says it when it's cross machta bialmo. Primogodim didn't go so far. He said no, there's an asmachta and there's an asmachta bialmo. Asmachta chazoka. So that's that you have to be machma like a din derais. It's fake of the rabbanon lechumer there. Asmachta bialmo. That's only lezich and dvar bialmo. That's only a mnemonic device. And there you wouldn't say Sveika de Rabbanon lechumer. Then you would say Sveika de Rabbanon lekula. And the Ravid writes not so. The Ravid writes that's why they made so many asmachtas, as it says so often in the Gemara. The din is only the Rabbanon across machta bialma. So the Ravid is, if you accept Rav Chaim's interpretation in the Ravid is proving from asmachta bialma that you say Sveika de Rabbanon lechumer.
Right. In terms of the chiluk between Dim Daraisa, Dim Darban, and Hagim, so it's established to say that you would have to be called between Dim Darban, Dim Daraisa, because there are two different makoros. So the Rambam says the makor for Darban and Dim Hagim is the same makor for the Rambam. So why would you have to distinguish between Hagim and Darban to say Darban is actually more? That you have to distinguish between Darban and Dim Hagim.
According to the Rambam, what's the same makor? What's the same makor?
Yeah, Darban and Dim Hagim.
Ah. The Rambam.
So why would you have to make a distinction?
The Rambam writes that if the Bezdin introduces a Gzeira, a Din Derabbanan, or a minig introduced by the Bezdin has binding force based on Loisasa. But then there's another kind of a minig. A person observes his own minig.
Oh, okay.
So the Rambam doesn't have such a din. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. The Rambam understood the Gemara that it's permissible to observe Minhagim, but it's not obligatory.
Mm-hmm.
The Rambam holds that there's no chiyuv to observe Minhagim. And the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Yudala, that whole siman about Minhagim, that's all based on the Ran and the Dorm Daf Pei B'Shem Balei HaTosfos. The Balei HaTosfos understood, no, if you observe a minig, you're mechuyev to observe the minig. Once you start off observing a minig is binding mitam neder. The Rambam understood is not binding mitam neder. It means that just like a neder looks like Bal Tosfos, but it isn't really. The Torah permits you to accept and Dorm. So even though Minhagim look like they're a violation of Bal Tosfos, this is not the religion the way the Rabban Shalom gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. You added on a lot over here. So still, strictly speaking, a minig is like a neder that, strictly speaking, is not a violation of Baltes. That's how the Rambam understood the Imam. You're saying the Rambam says if the minig was introduced by the Bezin, that's a din of Baltes. That's a different kind of a minig.
No, that's not the minig Rav Chaim was talking about.
No, Rav Chaim is talking about what we consider minhagim. When a private person starts a minig toiv, or the community starts a minig type, so we say a minig is binding mitam neder, so that kind of minig. So that's a lower level from a din derabbanan. The Rambam holds that that's not obligatory at all. Rambam seems not to hold from that. So Sif Kotan Dalit in the Shach is discussing how do we pass Kentucky, whether Bistarai Pacholab is deraisa or derabbanan. So here the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, of course we pass him, Bistarai Pacholab is only derabbanan. No two ways about it. The only shaila was that there was a Tosfos. So the Mari Yisalin and Hagosh Aridura, that's what he quotes in Sifkot and Dal. Mari Yisalin and Hagosh Aridura says, Kosha lehokal neged ha-Tosfos. What's Kosha lehokal? We had the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tani Igra Chamua de Rav Zeira. Who was it? Someone's father-in-law recited a Braisa Igra. He recited a Braisa. Ufugvino necholon b'afikoren. So the simple pshat is you can eat chicken and then you can eat cheese without waiting 6 hours. That's the pashat pshat. He says one could learn, the shach says one can learn the Gemara differently. Ovinachon b'afkar means you're going to eat first the cheese and then have the chicken. You don't have to brush your teeth. You don't need kinuach v'adocha. Okay, there are other ways to read the Gemara. But one way to read the Gemara is the way Tosfos says, if a Gvina, first Doif and then Gvina, you don't have to wait 6 hours. So Tosfos says, how you talking? Why don't you have to wait 6 hours? The Tosfos says, because this Braisa is of the opinion that Psarei Pecholav is only the Rabbanim. That's why you Mekel, so you don't have to wait 6 hours. But like Kaimalan Hachim, we don't pass like that. So the Mahari Yisalin understood that Tosfos meant to say, but like Kaimalan Hachim, we don't pass like the premise, therefore we don't pass like the conclusion. The premise was that Psarei Pecholav is only the Rabbanim, so therefore the conclusion was you don't have to wait 6 hours. So we're like Kaimalan Hachim, we hold that Psarei Pecholav is their Raisa. So the Mela, Nachal Aisaid, Nachal Abinyan. So the Shach says it's not necessary to read. It's not necessary to read the Tosfos like that. Like Kaim Alan Hachi means that we don't paskan that Psarei Pecholav is the Rabbanon. No, we paskan Psarei Pecholav is only the Rabbanon. But still, just because of that premise, the conclusion doesn't necessarily follow. He can hold Psarei Pecholav chicken is only fleshik with the Rabbanon. You still have to wait 6 hours. It's not a hechrach. One doesn't have to be totally in the other one. Then in parentheses, the Shach refers you to one of the big Gedolim in that generation, the Ranash, Rav Nosson Shapiro, wrote a commentary on the Mari Yisalin. Nosson Shapiro is famous for, he wrote this form, Megala Amukus, all Kabbalah, can't understand one word, all Kabbalah. So he was at Adam Gadol during the life, he was the Rav of Lublin. He used to Paskin Shilas. So the Shach quotes him in Halacha. He's famous for his Kabbalah. No, he's not famous for his. He used to Paskin on chickens. Hilchus Trefus, he was an expert. So the Shach quotes him in Halacha over here. Okay. Yeah. What about to have? What's the end of Sif Gimel in the Mechaber? Mechaber writes, that's how we paskin. The Besar Reif and Besar Chaya cooking deer's meat with milk and cooking chicken with milk is not an Issa deraisa. The whole thing is only with the Rabbanah. Yeah. So it's only also Bachilas, Muta Bebishal, and Muta Banor. This is the Sif Gimel that the Shach quoted. It's a cut and base. The Shach said, the Ramor Chaptos. The Ramor already wrote the end of Sif Alu, what the Mechaber is going to write in Sif Gimel. Then whenever it's basa b'cholad rabban, it's muta b'bishul, muta b'hano, it's only asa b'achil. So here's where the Mechaber writes. Ha'pachil ha'ino asa elam de rabban, muta b'bishul, muta b'hano. It's only basa b'cholad rabban. Then he says, aval dogim v'chagovim, the Sephardim still eat the grasshoppers. They have traditions, which grasshoppers are kosher. So let's say you want to have grasshoppers with butter. You want to fry it with butter. So it says that it's muta. Muta rafilim de rabban. Ein b'amisa rafilim de rabban. You want to have fish with milk. So fish with milk is muta. Sure. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So here's a famous shach of cotton hay. The Levush wrote the Svarim on Shulchan Aruch. So every sefer, his name is Mordechai Yaffe, and it says at the end of Megillah says the Mordechai Yatzim Lefnei Melech BeLevush Tchelas V'Chur VeAdomim Telat Shani, whatever it says over there. Yeshushan Tzahol V'Samech. So all of the Svarim. His name is Mordechai, so every sefer has another name based on that pasuk. So he has the Levush Ateres Zohov. That's over here. Then Choshimish, but it's called the Levush Yerushushan. Arachaim is, I forgot already what it's called. Each section of Shulchan Aruch has a different name, the Levush, but it's all the same person. So the Levush writes over here, yeah, he quotes the din from Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to have fish with milk, it's mutam and atoira, mitam basa b'chola, but it's nisa because of sakana. That's the Gemara in Psochim and Daf in Zayin on the base. But the Gemara says that if you cook flesh with fish, there's a hashash sakon. So the Levush says not only flesh with fish, flesh with milk. Not flesh with milk is basim b'chol of their rice. Fish with milk is also a sakon. Just like fish with flesh is a sakana, the fish with milk is also a sakon. So the Shach writes, it's not his fault. The Levush didn't invent it. Usually, it is his fault. Usually, they attack the Levush. He says things, and they rip him to pieces. And it usually is his fault. He said, "Here he's innocent. It's not his fault. He just quoted from the Beis Yosef, but it's the Beis Yosef's fault." So the Shach says, "Ubem is nimshach achar Beis Yosef, Shekasov came, Abel Hutois, Beis Yosef is wrong, there ain't no such thing, Kila Niskashem, Aladogim, and Basar, Asim Shum Sakona, no one ever said such a thing. He says, Lo Shemaina, Velo Arino, Kol Yom Eviyam, and Nagin and Hachi, everybody does it, Levash Aladogim, Becholo Velech, everybody does it. So the later Paskin come to defend the Beis Yosef with the Levush, and they say, no, we do fish with butter. Fish with butter is Nishkin Sakona, but fish with milk is a Sakona. No, no. Hard to know. It's all based on the Gemara Pesachim. He says, "V'shas perikates at zerlin, that I involve him a base." I made a mistake. I thought it was "ein zayin on a base." It's over there. I involve him a base. Shy.
How come we can't rely on the time that the shach brings? Is that lo ra'inu also by the sakana of fish with meat?
Fish with meat. The Magen Avraham writes like that. He's not. He thinks that it doesn't apply bisman hazeh. The Gemara has so many medical recommendations. The Gemara mentions all these things, that that's a din. You have to eat healthy and you have to do healthy things. You're not allowed to do anything that's detrimental to your health. So the Gemara gives whatever was on the cutting edge of science and medicine in their generation. And then the Rishonim say, they quote from the Gaonim, that whoever follows the medicine of the Gemara, Domer Berosho. If he gets sick or if he dies, it's his own fault. You have to listen to the doctors of your own generation. So the Magen Avraham writes that he doesn't think that the fish and flesh is a sakana b'zman hazeh. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Nari Behuda, he says he's not sure whether he can follow the Magen Avraham or not. People are still machmer, everybody's still worried about the fish and the meat. Maybe it's still a sakana. But he's mitzarefit to make a svek, Nari Behuda is mitzarefit to make a svek sveka. Let's say you have some kind of a Worcestershire sauce or something that has a little bit of fish in it that really has shishim against it, bottle b'shishim. So that's a machlokes and achrayim, where they say bitl b'shishim only applies to non-kosher items, or even applies to something that's also yishum sakon. Let's say a little poison, a little poison gets mixed into a bowl of soup. So you're going to say it's bitl b'shishim. You're not going to say it's bitl b'shishim. You can die. You don't say bitl b'shishim. So what's over here? What's with this? A little bit of fish falls into the flesh. So some achrenim hold that it's batal b'shishim, and others hold not. So Nari Behuda says, come on, this man is that, it's a svek. Maybe the Magen Avraham is right, the whole thing doesn't apply to this man is that. Maybe the doctors in the days of the Gemara thought it's a sakana. The doctors today don't see any sakana at all. And even if the Magen Avraham is wrong, maybe the others are right that it's batal b'shishim. It's also a question whether you have the right to rely on a svek of a makom sakana. But that's the Nari Behuda quoted by the Tiskei Tshuva. The beginning of the second chelik, you're over there, they have a whole simon dedicated to things, dvarim ha'asurim shum sakana, things that you're not allowed to do because it's unhealthy.
Simon kuftet zayin.
Kuftet zayin?
I think so.
Okay. What is it?
The heifer wouldn't be fucking. Right now it's had the benefit. It's stuck.
Okay.
The trutkin or arches, is that have OU fish on them? Some of them have OU fish. Is that able to be drink that alongside with meat?
I don't know. Probably does it have shishim against the fish? The shach writes over there in the second chelik yeridei about the dvarim hasurim shum sakana kuf tezayin. The shach writes that this sakana that the Gemara says about the fish and the meat only applies if they're cooked together. Just because it's on my plate and I eat them both together, that's not a sakana. So by us, it's that we don't cook it together. No one cooks it together. But the women are so health conscious that they're so concerned about eating healthy food. Chalila, no one is overweight and no one smokes and everybody eats only the cholesterol that they're allowed to eat. No one does anything that's dangerous or unhealthy. So they're so worried about it, so they insist you have to have separate forks and everything, separate plates and everything separate, even though the shach says that it's not a sakana. It's only a sakana if it's cooked together. That's a problem. Yeah, but a lot of achronim over here, they defend the Beis Yosef. They say, Maisa Mechol Yoim, what he asks is only fish with butter. The fish with milk is not Maisa Mechol Yoim. Okay. When the Belzer broke off from the Badatz years ago, so we know why they broke off. The real reason why they broke off is because they took billions of shkolim from the Memshalah to build their holy temple. You know, and if you're part of the Badatz, you're not allowed to take money from the Treif and Memshalah. So we know why they broke off. When they broke off, they started their own newspaper, Machane Haredi, and the first or the second issue that they put out, I had explained why they broke off. So they said they broke off for halachic reasons. because the badats, they give ashgachas on restaurants and meshar, and Rachman al Etzlan, they allow them to do fish with milk. We all know everybody follows the Beis Yosef, everybody follows the Levush, so that they had no choice, they had to break off and they had a haredis because they're so worried about the fish with the milk. Okay, that's what they wrote, that's the reason why they broke off. Yeah, so this is the Shach. This is Kotne. Shach says it's a joke, he thinks that it's a toys, that's what he writes. Who toys? The Shai says the thing from the Gemara, whether it applies to Zman, is that the fish with the meat. Magen Avraham thinks that that doesn't apply, but even that original sakona doesn't apply to Zman. The upshot is you have to listen to the doctors in your generation. You see that the Gemara has so many passages and different mesichtas about things, about taking care of your health. So you see from the Gemara, you have to listen to the doctors in every generation. Whatever they say is important for your health. You have to follow their recommendations. Yeah. What is the Ramah? Ramah starts a new story now. Ashayla from Arisayim. The Nogolas is Chol of Mishkeidim. You make almond juice, coconut milk you have. So if you're going to have, if you're going to cook flesh with milk, with coconut milk is not, it's not milk. Or soybean milk. They sell soybean milk in the stores. That's not milk, that's part of it. So the Ramah said there's an issue of Marisai. Nogulas is called the Mishkein Memnichem Bob Bisaroiv, all day in Iraq and the Rabbana. But Bisarbehemi, Eshlanir, Chetzal, Chol of Shkeidim, Shu Marisai, Kmoshin is Barlia, Sim is Amabob, Linyan Dam. Just like the Gemara said, there's a din of Marisai by Dam. That's the Gemara increases we had the Dam Halchishtaim. Human beings walk on two legs. So the Gemara calls it that's Dam Halchishtai. Strictly speaking, human blood is not included in the Issa. The Issa in Chumash is only on Dam Behema Chai V'yoyf. From human beings is more. But if a person is eating an apple, or he's eating a sandwich, and his gums are bleeding, his teeth are bleeding, and then he takes the sandwich out of his mouth, and he sees that there's a little blood there, so he's not allowed to put it back in his mouth. Kozman, that blood didn't perish, the blood didn't leave out of his mouth. He's allowed to suck the blood and swallow it if he so desires. He doesn't have to keep on spitting out the blood. But once the blood got stuck on the apple or on the piece of sandwich, he's not allowed to put it back in his mouth. So that's our Gemara. So the Ramah quotes. Ramah, who's he? He's not quoting anybody, just Das Atzmai. It must be in earlier sources. So he says that just like over there, there were Gozer and Marisain, so too over here. Even though this was never Nigzar al-Yidei de Tanoim, he mentioned there are different opinions in this Techemet. He quotes the whole liquid under Marisain. So some say, Kol Dabashas HaChachamim Rishim Marisain Afilu B'chadu Chadorim Osa, only Dabashas HaChachamim. Whatever the Chachamim didn't single out, the Tanoim and the Talmud didn't single something out, even if in your generation you happen to have a case of Marisain, there's no Issa. Marisain is not Osa. It's only Osa HaFasu HaChachamim. So you see the Ramah doesn't agree. The Ramah holds the Befeirush. We added on a new Marisain. That doesn't say in the Gemara. The Shad is whether you would ask this b'chad rechadorim or not. So that's a machlokes achrayim. Some achrayim say that over here also. Whenever you have a situation of marisayin, it's also even b'chad rechadorim. And others say that's a Rav Soloveitchik thought like this shita. Others say no, only dovashos or chachamim mishum marisayin. If the Tanoim singled it out and they asked it because of marisayin, so they declared that this is also safil b'chad rechadorim, even though the chashash. A marisayin doesn't imply it's still osa. But if it's your own marisayin, it wasn't introduced by the Chachmei Chazal, it wasn't introduced in the Gemara, and every generation there's always some new marisayin issue. So whenever there is marisayin, it'll be osa. Whenever it's chadur chadam, there is no marisayin, then it'll be mutam. So here, that's the shaila. This the Ramah added on a new marisayin. Doesn't say a word about chadur chadam. Doesn't tell you what he's talking about. And he says marisayin only applies on an isid. If the people think you're violating an Issa Derais, people think you're only violating an Issa Derabanan, then there's no din of Marisai. So the Shach pours out his wrath against the Ramah. The Ramah repeats the last line in Sif Dalit. Davke b'sar behem, avol boif the Rabbanan ein lochish, there's no Marisai. So the Shach says, I already destroyed that Ramah. Here, the Shach and Ches. The Ramah is going to Shitosa and read in Sivkot Nevav, I already wrote that this Ramah is wrong. That's the Shachs of Kotnevav. He quotes all the Marmikomis. He says, he tainis Taisus and Ksubas Dav Samach, yeah, Taisus draws a distinction between Marisain, people will think that you violate an Issa Deraisa, people will think you violate an Issa Rabbanan, Chapsan Afkeminim, but you get to Chadri Chador. Called, that's how Taisus claims. Called Dovish also, Chachamim Shem Marisain, Afila Chadri Chador Moser, is only if the people, if the public will think that you're violating an Issa Deraisa. But if the public, the worst they'll think is that you're violating an Issa Rabbanan, then there's no din of Chadri Chador. So Itain is against the Ramo. How can the Ramo say that there's no Marisain on a din of Rabbanan? It's against the Taisus. It's against all the Gemars. Against Shas, the Kamel Mekainis, it says. He doesn't accept this. He doesn't accept the Ramo. Then it says, he found the Be'er Sheva, writes also the Farish like that, against the Ramo. He disagrees with this Psak of the Ramo. Rabbi Kevega tells you to look, the author of the Be'er Sheva also wrote a commentary, Tzeit al Aderch. It's a commentary on Pirush Rashi al HaTorah. So every so often he has some halachic comment there. That's Nagi Aloha Maisa. I didn't have a chance to look it up. Tzeit al Aderch on Parshas Tzav. Take a look. Rabbi Kevega is Messiah it, so it's probably worth looking up. There is a Pnei Yeshua in the middle of Ksubas. I think it's on the fourth parak in Ksubas. He has a mocker like the Ramo. He has a Gemara which he interprets that the Gemara says the Pharisee, the Marisain is only on their ices, not on their abonis. Against the Taisus in Ksubas. The Shach is, the whole weight of the Shach is of Taisus in Ksubas of Samach, so the Pnei Yeshua claims that there's a Gemara in Ksubas that contradicts Taisus. Here, the author of the Pesachei Tshuva, whenever he has a long shtikel Torah, so he puts it in the Nachlas Tzvi. Those are the footnotes on the Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva is a likut of Achran. Usually he doesn't say his own. And the Nachlas Tzvi is where he writes his own original chidush. So he wants to farem for this Ramo. He says, no, the Ramo knows the Tosis. Ramo's talking, the fellow's eating at home. It's talking about Chadri Chador. That's what the Ramo's talking about. It's Chadri Chadorim. So Chadri Chadorim is only osir on Anisa Deraisa. And he said the Rabbanan is mutter. So the way he reads the Ramo, that is talking about Chadri Chador, says against what Rav Soloveitchik said, against those Achren. They wanted to say only Kol Dav Shasa Chachamim Mishum Arisayin. Whatever the Tanoim singled out is also Mishum Arisayin, Safil Bechadri Chador Mitzos. But here, this is not in the Gemara. This is not in the Gemara. Gemara just has about Dam. You're going to say it's Mamish the same as Dam. How can you say it's the same as Dam? So according to the Nachlas Tzvi, so this Ramo is against Rav Soloveitchik. In order to defend the Ramo from the Taina of the Shach, Shach says it's against the Taisus. That Marisain applies even to the Rabbanan. Taisus just said Chadri Chadorim doesn't apply. So in order to defend the Ramo, so the Nachlas Tzvi writes, no, the Ramo is talking about Chadri Chadorim. The guy's eating home. His wife, his children, that's also Chadri Chadorim. He doesn't know if he has a couple of guests. So he shows him that, he tells him that this is all part of it. It is a famous Ramo, problematic Ramo. Then the Mechaber and the Ramo have another Marisain. Also, Levashel b'chol avisha mipnei marisha. Chol avisha is not included in the Torah and the Yisa. Chol avisha is a part of the Torah. It's not milchik. But with the Rabbanan, it's also mishum marisain. Enough of the tachat botel. Means you don't need shishim. Usually if milk falls into flesh you need shishim. Schalavisha, it's only also Mishum Marisayan. So then you don't need shishim. So the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that sometimes there's an Isa Bishul Basa B'chala Mishum Marisayan. Then the Rama says V'nir l'fizeh v'koshken dosa l'vashal l'chatkila b'cholav t'mei b'cholav or Basatami Bechol of Tahor, because of Marisain. That's the simple reading. The Shach doesn't accept this. He says it can't be. It can't be that that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shach tells you, look in Sifhei. In Sifhei, the Shulchan Aruch is discussing at what point do the eggs, at what stage are the eggs of a hen still fleshy? When the egg starts to develop, so it's mamish attached to the shedrum, attached to the flesh. So at the early stage, the beitz osa kigufa, the beitz is dina kibosa, it's fleshing. Then the beitz reaches a stage, a point at which it loses the status of being fleshing and it becomes parva. So we had a machlekes hatanoim, we spent a little time on it, no? And beitz, what davov, dav zayin. In the first parak in beitz, there was machlekes tanakama and Rabbi Yankiv. there's a misprint here in the Shachs and Kotn Yuv. He writes Rav Lezer ben Yankiv. It's not Rav Lezer ben Yankiv, it's Rav Yankiv. There are a lot of misprints in the Shach, but that's one of the misprints. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. At what stage do the eggs become parva? So the Tanakhama says Beitzim Gemurois are parva. And Rav Yankiv, not Rav Lezer ben Yankiv, Rav Yankiv, there is a Rav Lezer ben Yankiv there on the daf, there's something else, a different, that eggs, a different topic. Freyach Shalem is Patro Eino, it's a different story, but it's on the same daf and base. So this is a misprint, they should say Rav Yankiv. So the, and Rav Yankiv disagrees with the Tanakhama, he says it depends whether it's more of the Gidnas. So first there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, whether you pass him like the Tanakhama, you pass him like Rav Yankiv. Who should you pass him like? So he says the Shulti Giborim, the Shachim Sivkot and Yud Rai. So the Lok is Shulti Giborim Sham. Shulti Giborim there in Beitza, he niach the Kushim Asha Pasuk Rivka Rav Yankiv. So the Shulti Giborim has a plea, how come the Riv Pasuk like Rav Yankiv? He says, well, the Yushalmi Pasuk is like Rav Yankiv. He says, Gam Yushalmi Pasuk Behedik Rav Yankiv. So that's one Shaila. Should we pass like the Tanakam? Should we pass like Rav Yankiv? Okay. Then the further Machlokes, what did the Tanakhama mean? Tanakhama says Beitzim Gemuras. What's the definition of Beitzim Gemuras? And then there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, is Rabbi Yankiv Mekel, is Rabbi Yankiv Machmer? It's unclear who's Mekel, who's Machmer. So the Mechaber writes Beitzim Mechaber writes not like Rabbi Yankiv. Mechaber Paschal is like the Tanakhama. In Sif Hei Beitzim HaNemtzoyim Boifes Mehen Gemuras Nanesh Yeshlam Chelbon Mechelmon. Chelmon is the yellow yolk and Chelbon is the white part. Even though it's more of a Giddin, we ignore Rav Yankiv. Rav Yankiv says it depends whether more of a Giddin or not. He says we ignore Rav Yankiv and Paschal like the Tanakhama Lehokel. He says Rav Yankiv is the Machmir. Calls man it's more of a Giddin and still fleshing. The Mechaber says we don't accept that. The Mechaber Paschal is that Chelmon, the Chelbon, is called the Beitzo Gimura. The Shach doesn't want to paskin like that. The Shach wants to paskin like the other Rishonim, that the Shach and Sivkot and Yud. On the second line, he says, "The Sifri Ha'arachti Bozeh," in the Sefer on the Tur, in the Shach Bariches, the Ha'alesi, that L'chatchili should be machma like the other Rishonim, is going to start rattling off all the Marmekaimis, who says not like the Mechaber. The L'chatchili Ein Lechol B'cholom Afilo Oisim Shenig Mechelma Mechelma. What does he say? There's a shita beitzim gemuras means chelmon chelbon and klipa kosha. And klipa kosha. It doesn't have a klipa kosha. It's not called beitzim gemuras. Who shita is this? He says this is shita sarashbam and the marthen yagure and shari dure. And he said the Heter and Mariba Gor Shari Dure. He's paskening against the Shulchan Aruch. He has to start quoting all the Marmekaimis. So he thinks he should pasken that you need Chelmon and Chelbon with the Klipa Kosh. But then he says, and the Mechaber's Mekel, if you have Chelbon the Chelmon, no Klipa Kosh at all. Even if it is more begin. He thinks we should paskin also like Rav Yankiv. Whenever it's he quotes the Yerushalmi, whenever it's more begidden, so dina kibasa. And then he quotes, but if you have a mokem hefsid meruba, vaitem sivkotn yud, if you have a big hefsid meruba, what is he right? Miyonira, afidla nigmar la hachelmon, even if you only have the yoke is completed. It's still more of the Gidden. You don't even have Chalbon. You don't even have the white part around the yoke. You just have a yoke, and still more of the Gidden. So he says, if you have a Hefsid Meruba, you can be Mekel because that's the Iker Adin. Roll for Ishanim, hold like that. That's what he says. But he's writing is only Chumris when there's no Hefsid Meruba. But Iker Adin. Rov Harishanim and he starts rattling it off. Why Kedayim Rashi V'Teisiz or Rosh Batura Ben Yeruchim List Machalai Miki Hagavni. He has to rattle off a whole list of the Rishai. So he has this three different definitions. What's called Beitz and Mor is according to the Tanakhama. So the Rashi Teisiz and the Rosh and Rabbi Yeruchim, they say the definition of Beitz and Mor means Chelmon. It just has a yoke is completed. The Chabad says chelmon v'chelbon. That's called Beitz and Gvuras. And he says it's not right to paskin like the Mechaber even. You should really be machma like the Rashban, more Chedagvuda, and the Shari Dura, that you need chelbon v'chelbon and a klipa kosha. And a klipa kosha. That's called Beitz and Gvuras. And the Hefzid Merubah, then you can be mekel, then you can be mekel like Rashi. And then he says, and lechatchila more correct is to be machmal like Rav Yankov, because Yerushalmi says halacha Rav Yankov over here, and he quotes some Rishonim. He says the Shilta Giborim had a taina against the Rif. Why the Rif paskins like Rav Yankov? He thinks a lot of Rishonim should pass like Rav Yankov because Yerushalmi says so. So juggling around how you have to paskin. Then he ends off Kamedume, the last six lines in Sifkotin Yud. He thinks Kamedume Shein Adashim Dogas Heter Afil Nigmaru Legamre Vagam Akut Lakishena Kosha Legamre. It's Chelmon and Chelbon and a Klipa Kosha, and it's not Mura Begidin at all. And the meaning is that the women treat it as if it's fleshy. So he says Nunu. Says he thinks that's the meaning. He says it's quoted Kamedume. Shein Anoshim Dogos, he's quoting the Mari. Mari Isolin writes like that. So listen, Shein Anoshim Dogos Heter Afil Nigmaru Legamre Gam Aklipa Chtzein Kosher Legamre, and he says the Mashal and the Ramon and Taras Chatas quotes it also as a minik. So he says, it's only a chumer, it's not a minik. Nunu, there's Gefelach. He says if you don't have such a minik, you're not mechuyev to a dam. Says the Bach tries to make this minik into a real din. He says ain't dvar mechrof. It's a chumra. It's a chum. Okay. And so Cotton Test is a famous shach. Oh yeah, there's another question here. What's the definition of Mu'ura Begidin? In the Mechaber it's irrelevant. Mechaber says Mu'ura Begidin is irrelevant. But the shach, according to the shach, it is relevant. He quotes the Yerushalmi in the Dorim. Yerushalmi paskins like Rav Yankov, halachic Rav Yankov, that if it's more begidin than it's also, how do you define more begidin? So he has a machlokes with the Beis Yosef. He says more begidin means that's in the shach in the middle of Sivkot Niyud. He says more begidin umchubarim bepsara shedra. And mamish the beitzim, the whole bunch of eggs, are still attached to the shedra of the hen, and not the way the Beis Yosef said. The eggs are already detached from the shedra, but they're still latched on with shuraikin the sumka, with blood vessels. There's some blood vessels that it's still hanging on by a string, hanging on by a thread. So the Beis Yosef is machma that's called mura begin. He doesn't think that the Shach doesn't think that that's correct. He thinks more begidin means his mamash attached to the shedra. So the Shach wants to be machmer like Rabbi Yankov, but then he gives you a cooler definition of more begidin. So he doesn't hold from this shereika de sumke. It was just holding on by a thread. He holds that only more begidin means if his mamash still attached to the shedra. So his chumr is not that the Shach's chumr to pass him like Rabbi Yankov. Comes out, it's not such a major chumrah.
Wait, does this come up?
Well, it doesn't. Years ago, my mother used to salt her own chickens. So they used to deliver, my mother would buy, they didn't deliver anything. You'd buy chickens, you cut them up, and then you would salt it yourself. So I remember when my mother used to salt the chickens, there were eggs inside. I remember eggs without shells. I don't remember eggs with shells. But now you buy your packaged chickens in the store, so they don't have any eggs in them. They take out all the eggs.
It never comes out anymore.
Huh?
I'm told the government doesn't allow it anymore.
Oh yeah?
That's what the shelter told me recently.
Uh-huh. Why it's not healthy?
It's called viscera. Yeah, whatever. There's no other stuff now.
Uh-huh. Maybe in other countries. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael they still have. Maybe in Europe. I don't know. But in America, it's not shy.
Without the shell.
What?
Without the shell, everything's held together. Dang.
Yeah. I don't remember ever seeing white. I remember seeing yolk. I remember seeing a raw yolk of an egg inside. So then the Shach refers you to Hilchas Malicha. In Sivkot Niyud Aleph, he writes, when do you need Malicha on the eggs and when not? He says, look in Siman Ayin Hey, we discussed it a little bit. Malicha on the eggs, Basa B'chol Levan eggs, Even on chicken is only the Rabbanan. We pass kibbutz b'chol on chicken is only the Rabbanan. That's the shachs of cotton dalit. So that's what the Baal Halachas Gedoyla says, that when they call, if it's beitzim gemurais, you have the chelbon and echelmon, beitzim gemurais, even though it's mura begidden, and even though it doesn't have a klipa kosha, so when they call to say that it's part of it. Then again, to beitzas nevela, even kemosa and mkeres bashuk, even with a klipa kosha, we're machmer to say that it's beitzas and kemosa. So that was Tosis kasha. There was a discrepancy. How come that's a machlekes b'sham and b'sil in the Mishnah about beitzas nevela? You have a hen, you shecht a hen, and it didn't work, and you made it into a nevela. So the whole hen is also bachila. What about the eggs that are inside? So that's machlekes b'sham and b'sil. So we pass on like b'sil who are machmer. I feel a beitzos shekemosin and mkeres bashuk. Mamsh a chelbon, but the chelbon with the klipa kosher. Mamsh the way they sell it in the stores. So that's treated like an avela. So I come over here with Mekel, if it's Beitz and Gemuras, even if it's without a klipa at all, doesn't even have a klipa raka, we say that it's paravan. So the Baha gave the teretz that Bas B'cholab is only the Rabbanon by chicken. So since you're dealing with it in the Rabbanon, so it can be Mekel that if it's Chelmon, that's enough. But Issa and Avela is an Issa Deraisa. So there we're Machmed that Beitzosa Kimosa, Beitzosa Kigufa. Even in Kemos and in Keres Bashu. So that's what the Rishonim say, Benegeta Malicha, that's the Shach and Yud Aleph. Do you have to salt these eggs or not? So he says, Dam is only Osir, Dam is a Shiloh Deraisa, Dam is an Isha Deraisa. So Dam is only Osir if it's Dam from Nimta Bebosu. If a table is going to start to bleed, so there's no Isha Dam. So that's the Shiloh, whether the Beitz is Dina Kibosu or is not Dina Kibosu. So there we should be machmer, just like Beitzes Nevela when machmer, that's an Issa Derais, even Kemos and Mkeres Bashuv, we should be machmer, even if the eggs have a shell, you should be machmer to salt it. But that's what he says, look in Hilchus Malicha, where the Shulchan Aruch is going to discuss it. That's where we're machmer over there. There was one teretz that Tosis gave. They gave the teretz from the Halachas Gedoilas, that Basa B'cholub is only the Rabbanan by chicken with Nekel, as far as when Beitzos and Kemos and Nevela is an Issa Derais, we're machmer. The other teretz that Tosis gave was, that they're two different issues. They have nothing to do with each other. That's what the Shach quotes in Sifkotten Tess, and is going to repeat it again in Sifkotten Yud Beis. In Sifkotten Yud Beis, the Shach says, what if you ate one of these eggs that's considered fleishik? So you have to wait taka 6 hours till you have milchiks after that. So he says, no. Mutal lechol achreim gvina, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Even though it's mamish, it's not a beitza gemura. It's mura begidden, and it's not why. It doesn't have tambosa. There's such a thing as a bosa that doesn't have tambosa. So you don't have to wait 6 hours. So we had two different reasons why you have to wait 6 hours. One of the reasons was that the tam of the bosa remains in your mouth, lingers on for a long time. These eggs don't have a tambosa. So that's what the Shach writes in Sifkot Yud Beis, that's not a concern. So that's in Sifkot and Tess, he's quoting the other teretz that Tess quoted the name of the Rabbi Natam. Why is it that we paskan like Beisila la Beitzas Nevela Zasur, even though Kemosan and Keres Bashuk, we declare Beitzas and Kemosan? Masheini came by Basa B'cholov, the Tanakhama says that if it's, they're both Mekel, Tanakhama and Rabbi Yankiv, each one has some Kula. It's much more Kal than the Kemosan and Keres Bashuk, that we declare that it's Parva. So that's the other teretz that Tess gives is, By the Beitzas Nevela, here it's not enough to say Beitzas Kemosa. It has to have a Tambosa, so it can reach a stage that it's still Beitzas Kemosa, but it doesn't have a Tambosa. Bosa that doesn't have a Tambosa is Parva. It's not going to be flesh. That was the other teretz. So, Belineta, tomorrow we have to start on the shops and put in tests. That's important. Okay.
The third